Blog Talk Radio.
National Park.
Wow.
the offense bailed them out. Just like yesterday, Mets came from a five. They were losing 5-0. They came back. Let me tell you how bad this game was yesterday.
Good.
And I'll go right back to today's win. You know, momentarily. It was. What was I gonna say? Right. They were losing 5-0. How so? Nationals pitcher Tom Malone. He was making his major league debut. First two innings, perfect innings, dominating the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
First major league at bat, first pitch from G, out of here. 3-run home run. I mean, this guy was like having a dream game, man. Except after that, it fell apart for him in the later innings. And, of course, Mets, you know, tied it. Let me try to remember what happened. I think they hit a home run to tie it.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Evans hit a home run that day.
This was from last night, right?
Yeah, this was last night. I'm talking about. It was a crazy game. And afterwards, we finally took the lead for the first time ever. But then Parnell didn't have it and blew the game. And they did like a weird strategy. They walked Bernardino so they could pitch to who's a lefty, so they could pitch to Ryan Howard. I mean, not Ryan Howard, to Ryan Zimmerman.
Ryan Zimmerman. Another
Howard
team.
Philly fans don't get a heart attack. He didn't get paid or anything. The Nationals.
Nationals but, fans wish.
Yeah, I wish he would have got traded to Mars. But yeah, they walked Bernardino, who's a lefty, so they could face Ryan Zimmer. I keep saying Ryan Howard for some reason. So they could pitch to Ryan Zimmerman with the bases loaded, one out. Well, their strategy was, you know, two things. One, they wanted to have the righty-righty situation, and you know, to hopefully force a double play or at least strike him out and, you know, get the next guy after that. Probably mm-hmm. would have been worth that. I don't remember who was in the lineup that day, but any case. Zimmerman hits a broken bat single that scores the tying and winning run, and that's how they lose the ball game yesterday.
Yeah.
In a heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah,
here's
I was on the phone with you when that happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, WFAN and SOR should pay me for that pay. But, man, what was I going to say? So, you know, good for them. They, you know, they bounced back. Mets have been playing a lot better this week, but it's a little too late now.
Yeah.
What are they? They're like 68 and 70, something like that.
Hey, they might finish the season at the 500 mark, maybe.
Hopefully. That's the only good thing that Mets could try to hope for, because they're not playing for anything else. And another thing, they gave they gave Jose Reyes a day off, who was, you can underline, was the NL batting champion and a potential MVP candidate. But I strongly doubt that's not going to happen. I think potential MVP candidate Ryan Braun, he just surpassed Reyes in the batting title. So yet another year in Mets 50 years in existence, they're most likely not going to have a batting title champion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still early. I mean, he still got a couple of weeks to go, you know, but that was a bad move by Terry Collins. I understand, you know, you need to rest Reyes. You know, Reyes has a history of being injury prone, but come on, man, this guy was, you know, healthy. You know, he was the leader coming today as the batting champion, and he rests him, and now Ryan Braun, who's most likely gonna win the batting title, and the MVP probably. He's a candidate.
Certainly.
He's really you know, pulling that team together. I mean, of course, having Prince Fielder on your team helps also, but.
Yeah, I think Ryan Braun's going to win MVP.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think he's going to be MVP in the National League. American League, I think, is going to be Granderson.
Yeah, I think Granderson's going to do it. Even though he does have the tools, I mean, normally that hurts a guy, but it didn't hurt A-Rod. I mean, even though he has, like, four or five stars on his team, or some, you might say, superstars on the team. I mean, but...
Yeah.
I think Granderson, he should definitely get it.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I think he is going to get it.
Yeah. So those are our two picks for the – well, so far I've been wrong. I picked Pujols, which is like probably the first year in MLB history since he's been playing since 2001 that he, you know, that he's most likely not going to be, you know, that he's not going to be the, you know, MVP because, I mean, he's always in the running.
Yeah, having a down year this year.
Yeah, he is. I guess it shows that he's human. The machine is human.
Yeah, but he'll probably come back next year.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a free agent. He's going to most likely want a $200 million contract. I mean, or at least, I would assume.
Yep.
Going to make a lot of ridiculous money. And Fielder's going to be another guy who's going to make ridiculous money also.
If the Mets had money right now, they would get either one of those guys.
Yeah, but they're not going to spend it. Mets don't even know if they're going to spend the money on Reyes. They say they're going to be competitive with Reyes, but I'll believe it when Reyes signs on the dotted line. You know, that's what sucks about sports, man. It's fun. You know, it's supposed to be a type of entertainment, but, you know, it's the business side of it that makes it ugly at times.
Yep. And, you know, there was an investor that was going to buy the Mets, but I think they dropped out.
Yeah, David Einhorn. He was going to be the minority owner of the Mets, but according to him, he said that the Mets changed stuff in the deal, or whatnot. I guess some stories say that, you know, there was going to be a loophole that if Mets didn't pay him back, he would have took full control of the team. There's, you know, been conflicting reports on that part.
Yeah, well, Mets got to do that for, man.
Looks like what Mets are going to do is they're going to have family members of their team, you know, pitch in a couple, you know, I guess a couple of millions to try to roughly even out the thing. So,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm for whatever will make the Mets win the championship as soon as possible, but
yeah.
I just hope Alderson, I mean, so far the moves Alderson has been making you know, he's been doing good moves. I mean, he hasn't, obviously, he hasn't spent the money, but these small moves he's made has, you know, so far, paid off.
Yeah.
He got Zach Wheeler, who was the Giants' top pitching prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got him for Beltran, who's on the DL and hasn't really produced that much for the Giants. And this guy who... Mets got in the K-Rod trade, which they announced a couple of days ago, that they got Herrera, who's like a reliever guy, and he's made his appearance with the Mets this year, and he's pitched pretty well. I mean, he's 5'6". He's like probably John Franco's height. You know, he's, you know, a small guy, but, you know, he has that bulldog mentality that, you know, he's not going to give in to the batter, so.
Yeah.
It's like he got that moxie that you like, that grit that you like in a bullpen guy.
Right.
So, and this other guy called Rosario, I mean, he's supposed to be good, but he's all the way down, I assume. But then again, you know, it is, you know, it's prospects, so who knows? I mean, these, you know, who knows with these guys until they actually produce.
Yeah.
But another thing... of course, we knew that the K-Rod trade was primarily just a salary dump, but so far Herrera's been doing his thing, you know, these last couple of days. So hopefully he'll keep it up.
Yeah. Are you going to go to any Met games today to end the season? Because this is the last month of the season.
Most likely not. I mean, never. I mean, you never know, but I doubt I will. But
you've been to City Field, right?
Yeah, I went one time last year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I went one time last year, and of course, Soccer, spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, the Mets lost that game 4-1 against Astros.
Oh.
Santana was pitching that game, but he didn't have it. But hey, you know, at least I got to see a Santana start. You know?
Yeah, and you got to go to Citizens Field.
Yep. For the museum over there, the Hall of Fame, it was beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
When we went to Yankee Stadium, Subway Series, wanted to see that the Yankee, you know, stadium. I mean, the Yankee Hall of Fame, but
yeah,
you know, it was crazy, crazily packed with a line. So,
yep,
it may be next year. But speaking of your boys, the Bronx Bombers, tell us how they did. Last time I heard, they were winning like 9-3.
Yep, that ended up to be the final score. A-Rod had a solo home run today. Jeter has 5 RBIs. First time he's done that in a long time. And CC got his 19th win of the season. He becomes the first pitcher since Dave Stewart, I think his name is, since the Oakland.
Dave Stewart, right. Right, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he pitched with the Oakland A's. He had 3 straight seasons with 19 wins from 87 to 90. So CC becomes the first pitcher since he did it to have 19 wins, you know, in 3 straight seasons. So
congrats,
CC is magnificent. Yeah, you know, congrats. CC's been a horse, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely been a bulldog.
Yeah.
You know, throughout his career.
You know, he had he struck out 10 today. I don't know how many pitches he threw, but he probably had over 100 pitches. And, yeah, so got the win. We're 1.5 games behind the Red Sox. Actually, in front of the Red Sox. Red Sox lost
yeah,
the base to the Angels. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the Fallet song with that divisional race. I mean, it's still close, but come on, let's be real. We know the Yankees are going to win it. We could just fast forward these last 3 weeks or so. You know.
Well, we played them 3 more games, you know. There's 3 more games with them left at Yankee Stadium, and, you know, it's been going back and forth for the whole season, but we shall see what happens.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of what we were talking about yesterday off air. I was mentioning to you, I was making the correlation between the Yankee and Red Sox chase this year and the Jets and Patriots divisional race these past couple of years, you know, especially during the Tom Brady era.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you can compare the two because, I mean, it's much more. I mean, there's not much of a rivalry between the Patriots and Jets compared to the Yankees and Red Sox. I mean, the Yankees and Red Sox has been going on for years.
Oh, well, decades. Yeah, of course. I mean, this the Jets Patriots rivalry has been probably going on for over a decade, maybe two.
Yeah, that's like recent, you know.
Especially got ignited ever since Brady came to the scene, like probably in 2001 or so. So yeah, it really got ignited.
With the Belichick thing, you know, Belichick left the Jets.
Yeah, when he left the Jets to go over there, and the rest is history.
Yeah,
but
these guys, the Jets have more of a rivalry with the Dolphins than they do with the Patriots.
Oh yeah, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, totally. My point is that with those teams, it's like no matter how hard you know the underdog team does, I mean, even if the team is, you know, pretty even with that team, the problem is that the other teams in the division can't beat that team.
Yeah.
So that's why you see, if you notice, the Jets and Patriots, they've played competitively, you know, this year,
mm-hmm.
And Jets, you know, they pretty much evened the series out a bit. And but the problem is the other teams in the NFL can't beat the Patriots, really.
But the,
it's kind of like that with the Yankees. I mean,
but the Patriots haven't won in a while, though. I mean, they've won since like what?
2006
or something.
No, 2006, right? 2007, they lost to Giants. So yeah, you're right.
It's been a while or something, you know.
Yeah, but what was I gonna say? And with the Yankees and Red Sox, I mean. Red Sox is dominating the Yankees. I think the Yankees only got like 2 wins against those guys. But who's in first place
this year?
The New York Yankees.
Well, they got 4 wins. We won.
Oh, you guys won 2 more than
Yeah, we played 15 and we've they won 11. We won 4 times.
Okay, so you guys won 4 out of what, 15?
Yeah, and 3 more games left at the stadium. But yeah, I mean, it's been a back and forth between Yankees and the Red Sox, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
The problem is the other teams in the that's what's the Jets and the Red Sox problem. It doesn't matter if they could, you know, if they play competitively with the team on top of them in the division. The problem is that the other team is so dominant against the other teams in their league. It doesn't amount to anything. But
yeah,
the new season, it's the Yankee and Red Sox season is still going on. So
yeah,
you said there's still a lot of baseball to be played, but you could write it down. The Yankees will clinch the division. You can mark that down.
Well, that's what I want to happen. And I'm excited about this kid, Jesus Montero.
Oh, yeah. He made his debut, I think, yesterday, right?
I think on Friday, I think. Friday or Thursday.
I know he's like your top prospect. So how has he done so far?
Top prospect, number 3 prospect in baseball. Yeah, he's been I think he went 2 for 3 or something today, but he looks good, you know.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, he looks like he's gonna be a good player. He still needs more at bats. You know, he's 21 years old, so you know he's got, you know, he needs to go to the minors and, you know, play there some more before we can make him a starter. Because you know, his position is a catcher, so hopefully he'll replace Posada and Martin. So.
Yeah.
And well, Posada is no longer going to be our starting catcher anymore, so.
Yeah.
After Martin, it should be Montero.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what is going to happen because Posada is going to either retire or go to another team.
Yeah.
And speaking of people making their appearances, Josh Satin, he's an infielder with the Mets in their system. He made his major league debut today playing first. And he went 1 for 2. He got his first major league hit today in his first at-bat.
Okay.
So congrats to him. And yesterday, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. Pitcher. He pitched a couple of days ago? He's pitched well. Stinton is his name. He's a reliever with the Mets. He had like I think he had like an inning and 2/3 I think perfect inning or something like that. Strike out a couple of guys. You know, congratulations to him. And you know, of course, it's September call up, so you're gonna see a lot of guys get a shot. It's like spring training for these guys.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to see September calls, to see the young players from the minors, you know, play and see how they, they'll perform in the future.
Yep.
And, you know, the season's winding down. You know, you just have a few more weeks left before the postseason starts, and look forward to some playoff baseball.
Well, you are. Unfortunately, I'm not.
You're looking forward to the NFL season, I know, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Also looking forward to seeing how the Giants will do.
And those guys, you know, looking forward to that, you know, that Christmas Eve series between just Giants.
Yep.
That should be fun. Hopefully both teams are still in contention as we both assume they will be.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, both teams should do what, you know, get the job done, but
yep.
How it is in sports, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, you know, it looks like a slam dunk, but never know what could happen. Fortunately,
yeah.
But I guess we'll switch gears lastly to happen to WWE this week. The CM
play on Raw right now, Mundo's.
Oh, you did see it on Monday, right?
Some of it. I didn't see all.
Oh, okay. So I got to be careful not to spoil anything. So what did you see so I could know not to spoil some stuff?
Well, let me see. Nice. So the Mark Henry part. Mark Henry, John Cena, Sheamus.
So do you know who's gonna fight CM Punk at Night of Champions?
Triple H.
Oh, okay, so you do know. So
yeah, we talked about it last night.
Originally at the beginning of the show they said that he's gonna fight Kevin Nash, of course, you know.
Yeah.
AKA Diesel and a former member of NWO.
Right.
A long time ago. And it was cool that they gave him his old school NWO music.
Yeah, that was cool.
If you remember, before he officially signed, they just made him come out to no music whatsoever, which I thought was weird because, I mean, come on, we knew he was going to eventually get signed.
Yeah. I thought they should have given him his Diesel music.
Yeah, that's what they did in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, in the Royal Rumble they gave him his Diesel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they should give him the Diesel music, but I love the NWO music better, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be cool if they do have like a storyline to bring back the Clique, even though most of them are not really gonna fight.
That would be great, but Scott Hall still has some issues.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels is retired.
Yeah, but, you know, you can have Shawn Michaels and Scott Hall pop up from time to time, talk smack. And, you know, be like a manager and have, like a new guy that they see. Maybe even, you know, I don't know, maybe formerly have a secret allegiance with CM Punk and make him go against Cena and they, you know, they pick him as their champion and, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
You know, like, surprise people thinking that they're against him, but in reality, they screw out Cena for the title, and CM Punk is, like, the new unofficial member of the Clique, and he's their, you know what I mean? Like, he's their representative.
Right, yeah. That would be a good idea.
And that could, you know, and then that match could also go down, you know, they could have, a tag team, like, in Survivor Series style match. I think it would be
nice.
Idea.
Yeah, that would be.
And I gotta give you credit for the Sin Cara story because you were hoping and thinking that that they were gonna make Sin Cara versus Sin Cara, a la, you know, the Undertaker storyline they had in '94.
Yeah.
Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Great idea. Sin Cara versus Sin Cara. Looks like they have a fake Sin Cara right now.
Yeah, they have this wrestler called Hunico. He's been taking over the duties of Sin Cara these past couple of weeks because Sin Cara, storyline purposes, he got injured in the Money in the Bank match when I think Sheamus did that Irish Curse, a.k.a. the Razor's Edge, the edge on the ladder. But in reality, Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, got suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. So, you know, hopefully, and Sin Cara, he surprised everybody when he kicked, it was Evan Bourne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he kicked Evan Bourne in the face, which shocked me. I mean, I thought Evan Bourne would have turned or something, but.
Yeah.
But you know, it should be interesting what's going to happen tomorrow. And, you know, Raw is going to be called now Raw Super Show because. It's like the Raw brand stuff. The brand split is over.
That's gonna be interesting. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoy it all. Enjoy Labor Day tomorrow, everybody. You guys will.
Labor Day. No problem.
Of course, I'm my co-host, my brother Matthew. I'm William Lamont. See you guys next time.